Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykin. How may I help you today?
I'm calling about a charge on my debit card from Daily Offers. Are y'all? That's what it said on my, the number on my card said that I had gotten it from y'all.
I would have to get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
70764.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Gwendolyn LeBlanc.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
59600 Sexton Drive, Plaquemine, Louisiana, 70764.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry?
I did, but it said that I had won it and there was a shipping charge of $2. And when I got my bank statement, it said 59 something.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, so basically it is an entry to win the Dyson Vacuum 11. And it tells you under the terms and conditions that when you put your information in, it also enrolls you into a Bitetub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89.
Oh, well, I didn't read all of that, and I don't want it. I want a reimbursement for that.
All right, yeah, so basically it's just to help you count calories and create healthy recipes. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, I just want a reimbursement. I'm already on a diet plan. I wish they wouldn't do that with these things. You know, I'm going to have to stop, you know, thinking that it's legit, and then the fine print that you can't even see says something else.
Let me check that for you. Hold on. Let's see. All right. So it looks like as far as the refund, the only thing they can offer is a 25% on that charge for you.
Why is that?
That's what the policy is. Because that's what you're authorized. When you put your information in, that's what you were authorizing as far as the Bitetub meal planning app subscription. And it does tell you that, because when customers call in, I tell them to make sure they read that before they put their card in.
Well, that's crazy that I can't get a reimbursement. I mean, other companies, you know, they wouldn't offer like a fourth back.
All companies are different. It just depends on the policy, ma'am.
So what are you saying? How much would I get back?
I'll have to check it. Give me 1 second. Let me see how much that is for you.
Oh, that's crazy.
That will be $14.97.
You just said $20 a while ago.
I said 25% of what you were billed.
No, before you said that, you said, would you keep it for if I gave you $20 back?
I said, would you like to keep the subscription at $20 a month?
Oh, hell no. No, no, no.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, this is crazy. So y'all are going to bill me for something I'm not getting and give me $14 back.
What you're paying for is an app. If you would like to download the app, you should have received the email. If you want to set it up, you can. Because you're not paying for the vacuum. That's an entry.
You see, the way they show it is like you win the vacuum, and then there's several reviews underneath. Oh, I got my vacuum. Oh, I got my vacuum. Oh, I got my vacuum. That's crazy. It's just.
Well, I mean, if you want, if they win it, then yeah, you'll get it.
Well, all these people want it.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just saying, yeah, they do. People do win it if they're selected. Yes, we do give away the vacuums if they want it.
Look, just refund me the 14. What is it? 14 what?
Let me go back. I think I said it was like what, 97? Let me go back to my calculator. Oh, let me disappear. Hold up. Yeah, it was 97, yeah.
Okay, will you refund that to me? And I don't even know where to look for this app in my email. What, I mean, could you tell me what, who it's from and all that?
It'd probably be through Bytob.
What is, can you spell that? BITUB?
No, Bytob, BITES. HUB.
Bytes Hub.
Yeah, you should have usually when you first sign up, go back like let me see when you first signed up. You signed up on let me go back. Hold up. So you probably have to search your email from the date you signed up. Give me 1 second. Looks like you signed up on 3/28, so research it back. Somewhere around March up until like the
Okay,
1st of April.
I don't want any further charges. I don't want any monthly charges or anything.
I've already
All I
counted that
want.
out for you.
Okay. All right. And then I will get a refund of $14.97.
That is correct. Yeah, give it 3 to 5 business days. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I gotta help you make sure that you are reading all the information before you put your card in.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Trust me, I've did it years ago too. When you read these advertisements, you know, people get excited and then they just put your information in and get off. Trust me, I know.
I'm not signing up for, I mean, I am not going to do any of those advertisements anymore because there's always a catch to it.
I even wrote down your cancellation number.
What's that?
Your cancellation number.
You emailed it to me?
I did. I mean, you can write on
Okay.
email if you want to.
Okay. All right. So it should take 3 to 5 days, then you said?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
It's Laken, Laken.
Oh, what a pretty name.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, Lakin, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day. Thanks for the refund.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.